Okay, let's get into our discussion. Today is Erevin Daf Sadi Hey, the first daf here in the last parak, Hamosi Tfilin. And let's talk about a Tfilin topic, about the Zman for the mitzvah of Tfilin. How much, how often, what's the minimum, what's the maximum, what does the Torah expect of us for the mitzvah of Tfilin? So the Gemara does quote a Machlokas, Tanoim, and it's really a different deos in the Gemara, Mesachas Menachas, about whether Shabbos or Zman Tfilin, or Shabbos is Lav Zman Tfilin. That's related to the Mishnah, because the Mishnah discusses if you find Tfilin out in a field somewhere, and you want to bring it back in, so how do you bring it back in? So the Tanakhama holds Machnisa and Zug Zug, you could wear them one at a time, or Gamliel Omer, Shnayim Shnayim, Gamliel says even two, and the Gemara says, what's the Svar? What's going on? Maika Savar, Ika Savar Shabbos Zman Tfilin Hu. If Shabbos is Montfilin, so Zug Echad in Tfelo. If it's Montfilin, so then you should wear, be able to wear one and not more. Why? Because maybe it's about a question of Baltosif, says the Rishonim, Tosfos. Is Montfilin who Ika Baltosif, Afagav Dol Machave. And the Iksar Shabbos loves Montfilin. If Shabbos is loves Montfilin, Umishim Hatzala Derech Malbush Sharwele Rabbanan. If it's not, you're not doing the mitzvah Tfilin, but you're just saving them, and you have to wear them instead of carry them. I feel it's Feinamis. Even if it's more than one, you should be able to wear. So the Gemara goes into really Shabbos is not Montfilin, and they wanted. They said you could take a derech malbush, but only be makam atfilin. Aye, so you should only be able to take one. So that's the discussion of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, that this place on the head to wear two tefillins, is that width, is that length? Okay, but that's the discussion of Shabbos. What about on a weekday? Weekday is matfilin. How much does one have to wear tefillin each day? Right. What the Torah demands? So if you look in Samachronim formulated as one has to wear tefillin all day. Me'ikar adin, one has to wear tefillin all day. Kol hayom, but because we can't keep a clean mind and we have Pesach Hadas, okay, so we have to be mevatel the mitzvah. But really, the ikar mitzvah is to wear it kol hayom, except when we're in a place that we're not allowed to wear it, a makam metunaf. But other than that, it's a mitzvah to wear it all day. That's the formulation of the lavush. The lavush in Siman Lamed Zayin, mitzvasan liosan alav kol hayom. Dostam ksiv, because it says ukshartam osam. Right, tie them. Doesn't say when. Mashma kshira tmidis, a constant kshira. Va'od ksiv v'hayu la'os ha'yodecha ulezikaron beinenecha. Va'os v'zikaron tzrichim lios tmidin. Os and zikaron are permanent and are forever. Avam b'bdeisha tzrichim gufnaki. But because we need a clean body, shalei afiach behen b'bdeik lusha son, because they're kadosh. Va'od tzrichim shalei yasiach daito mehen. We not only need a clean body, we need a clean mind. Va'od and alav kavachomer mitzitz. Ve'ein kol adam yachol yizar bazep. And people can't be so careful with this. Al kei nagu shlol anichem klal kol hayom. So that's why the minhag became that we don't wear them all day. Ki sagilu b'kshir pamachas b'chol yom. It's enough to be kosher them one time a day. Afal bishi yisir miyanami yatsi de zichira b'kshira. Even if we would remove them right away, still one would be yotze your mitzvah of zichira and kshira, even though you might think it's tamid, but your yotze b'dievid b'kol makom. So Chazal said b'zoyer to have it on during kriyashma, during tefillah v'chulu. So that's the lavush. That's the Yeshua's Yaakov also. The Prima Gadim assumes me'ikar hadin, a moment, mitzvah and a mufchar all day. The Bir Halacha has this question. Bir Halacha leaves this as a question of the Achronim in Siman Lamed Zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the Zman for Anachas Tfilin, and the language of the Shulchan Aruch is mitzvasan liyosan alav kalayom. The mitzvah is all day, aval. And then again, he borrows that from the, let's just go back. Let's go back in time for a second. If you go back to the tour in Siman Lamed Zayin, says the language of the tour, Gedola mitzvah tefillin, and if you wear tefillin, you're a ben olam haba, mitzvasan liyosan alav kol hayom. Right, that's the language that the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch quote. Avol bebreches yirchan gufnaki v'chulu. But does that mean mitzvasan, that the chiv is all day? That's the Prima Gadim Safik. The Bir Halacha quotes it. I am Prima Gadim shen estapik im minatara chayiv kol hayom o minatara dai berega echad shemini echu midrabana kol hayom. Ubitlua achshav she'en lanu gufnaki. Umasik, he quotes the Prima Gadim, the Yikaron shal dvarim ilo niach yom echad klal tefillin bitel mitzvah asay. If you go one entire day without wearing tefillin, that's a bitel asay. Ubihiniach rega echad alav kiyem hamitzvah. Aval mitzvah mena mufkar mena Torah lios alav kol hayom. Mida oraisa, there's a lachadchila. Right? Mida oraisa, there is a lachadchila. So again, that gets into the discussion also of a separate topic. Are there lachadchilas by the oraisas? right? The lechatchila is by din and by the rabbanon, so you could have a lechatchila. There's a day in Tosfos that talks about that by daraisas, maybe there's no chilek, maybe there's a difference between matirim and mitzvos, but again, that's a question that this prima gadim relates to. Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, and others suggest that, you know, it's hard to say that the real mitzvah is all day and b'di'eved because we can't survive with like it and we can't treat it, so we don't wear it all day. Number one, we never find such an example of an Akira's Davar Min HaTorah. You never find anywhere that these two levels. You know, sometimes you find there's a mitzvah of tzitzis, and you know, chachamim are mevatal tzitzis for certain circumstances because they were worried about shatnes. There's a mitzvah of shofar, and we have gzeira derabba. There's a mitzvah of a, and they were mevatal by kohanim, not duchanim, because they have mumen on their hands. Whatever it is, but you find that somewhere. Here we never find where there's a gzeira, there's an akira that is known. Number one. Number two, how could we be mevatal it just for a chashash that you might have a hesach hadas, and because we're worried about the kedusha of tefillin, so we're mevatel it for so long, we're mevatel it for so many hours, every single day for a chashash. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is also, which is the language of the Levush also, nagu. Right, this is the mitzvah, but because of the problems, nagu. So it's clear that it's not a gzeirah. So the minag became to be mevatel the mitzvah. How do you understand that? What do you mean nagu? It can't be nagu if it's being mevatel. This isn't rabo as a power of knocking out a mitzvah. It says, no, how could there be a minig against the din? Right? And there's even a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham talks about that even if I can be careful, right? Even if I want to be careful, then, you know, I shouldn't wear it the whole day. Even if I'm somebody who can, right? So again, why not? Why not? That's what the later poskim also say, the Mishnah Brura, Liosan Alav. Yeshli Zarshla Ladaber Bahem, the Chulu, and he says, the Magen Avraham here says that even if you can personally, maybe you shouldn't. So again, so why would that be the case? So explains Rav Asher Weiss that the Minchas Asher and Shmos and Simen Chav Dalin, really the mitzvah is as much as you can. As much as you can. Not mitzvahs on kolayom, because we don't find a bittel. Vinira, the mitzvahs tefillin, eina mugderes klal bizman mesuyam. There's no specific time. After all, what do you mean, once a day, every day? There's a stipler like that. I think in Maseches Brachos or Shabbos, that I think it's a Brachos. Whenever you have an open-ended mitzvah, once a day. Berchas Kohanim and Tefillin and Tefillah maybe. Once a day, Mida Araisa. So Tefillin is not, so how do you get once? How do you get once a day even? So he says the mitzvah tefillin doesn't have a specific zman mesuyam. U'mitzvasa sheyishtadel ha'adam kechol shebiyado sheyu ha'tefillin alav. Ke'ein, and he compares this to mitzvahs Talmud Torah. She'ein zman mesuyam l'chiyuva, ela mitzvasa she'yishtado adam lo motora k'chol yecholto, aval ein zman mugdar u'mugbal b'chiyuva. We've discussed this. No gemara menachas adites. That if somebody says kriyash mashachas arvis, they reyotze lo yomer sefer dorazim ipicha. That's it? That's the minimum. V'yavta chiyuv mugdar zeh lo mo b'yom v'alayla, but it says in Sefer Yeshua v'agis v'yom v'alayla, but the ikar mitzvah is as much as one can. It's a sliding scale based on who you are, based on, you know, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of you. Right? He doesn't quote it, but that's the Ar Sameach here. The Ar Sameach in Hilchos Talmud Torah has the beautiful formulation of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. V'nipsa mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Asher bevadayim yivakish adam terafu mazon. Right, if somebody is making a parnasa, that's not a bittel. You have to learn every second of your life, but you can be mevatel the mitzvah to make a parnasa. That's how some achronim understand it. No, when you have to make a parnasa, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. It's defined by your free time. Based on his own personality. You can't compare somebody who is so connected to the intellectual Torah concepts. V'nikshara ba'avosos ahav al Talmud Torah. L'ish asher kochos nafsho nirpin v'atzelim. Somebody who's not as connected, even though he's tried. L'chein eicha michok ha'bori l'achu chiv Talmud Torah l'chol Yisrael. V'nosan Torah eskolechan b'yado. So how does Hashem do this? You can't have an objective amount. Chazal gave us the parameters. Kriyishma b'shachris, kriyishma arvis, kiim v'gis v'yam v'layla. V'kiim shalom v'kabalas ha-mitzvah, v'asharas b'shachris, arvis kar kiim mitzvasa. Ulam yeser mizeh, hu b'chlal le'am mitzvasa, sher nivdlu v'niftru mizeh, kol echad, kol ish l'vi erko mahuso. The minimum, kriyishma b'shachris, arvis. Above that, it depends on the person. V'u kamo hasar min amidos ha-megunos. It's to try your hardest. You can't use this as an excuse. A person has to make his soul on fire. To knock on the doors of Torah. And therefore one has to be very careful. But again, that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So says the Menachas Asher, is the same thing with the mitzvah of Tefillin. The mitzvah of Tefillin is also comparable to this. There is no specific time period given. It's whatever one can do. And there are a number of sources. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, the Rambam in Dalet Chafei, tells us at the end of Hilchos Tefillin, Kedushas Tefillin, Kedusha Gedolahi, Shekol Zman Shetefillin HaRosho Shel Adam, we've quoted this Rambam before, that you're a different person when you wear Tefillin. V'yal Zroa, when you have Tefillin on your head and on your arm, Hu Anav, V'yare, V'eino Nimshach B'schok, U'besicha B'teila, V'eino Maharher B'machshav Ozros, El Mafana Libo L'divrei HaEmes. You're totally open. V'hat Tzedek, L'fichach Tzarech Adam L'hishtadel, Liosan alav kalayom. That's the language of the Rambam. Tzarech lehish tadel liosan alav kalayom. That's not a language of chiyuv. That's a language of try your best. Shemitzvasan kachi. And then amru alav al Talmud Rabbeinu Akadosh. Shekol yamav lo ra'u shalach arba amas lo taro lo tizzo lo tefillin. That they didn't see him walk down an amas without tefillin. So if that's me'ikar adin, then why are they giving him such praise? It must not be me'ikar adin. It must be a sliding scale, and he was able to do this. But that is the idea. And there are a number of Gemaras that prove this point as well. Number one, the Gemara in Chulin, where in Chulin says that if somebody has a stomach ailment, choli me'ayim, pater min atfilin. They're pater from tefillin. Why? Rashi. Pater min atfilin, Chulin kofyud, mebnei shetzorach lachal san tadir. Because you keep having to take them off. If you have a stomach ailment, you keep having to run to the bathroom, so you keep having to have to take them off, and therefore you're pater. One second. Because it's a pain, because like it's a bother and it's a tircha, since when is that a ptur from mitzvos? You don't have to wear it because it's a pain to take off. What does that mean? Mitzvos, there's no ptur of tircha when it comes to mitzvos, unless you say this is part of the parameters of the mitzvah. If you're going to have to take them off, take them on, take them off, take them on, then you're not able. And that hishtablus has a limit. That hishtablus has a limit. And even the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha in Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Gimel, his Lashon is not just the Tircha, but his Lashon is called Pater Mikriyesha Pater Menatfilin, Vechulu, Mitztaer, Umi, Choli Me'ayim, Vekosh Yeni Yochol Lashamar Es Nekavav, Ela Bitsa'ar, Choli Me'ayim, or somebody who has to be in pain in order to hold themselves back from going to the bathroom, Pater Menatfilin. So again, Mitztaer, you have a Petur by Sukkah. Do you have a p'tur by other mitzvos? So why should mitzvah be a p'tur? Oh, must be, this case, must be that, you know, there's a sliding scale in terms of the chiyuv. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah quotes a medrash, ha'osek batora pater min atfilin. Osek batora pater min atfilin. What does that mean? So there's the Ritva. The Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, there, Daf Yud Zayin. Said the Ritva, v'yesh omrim, shemizeh hatam omru. Because of this, the Mechilta tells us, Sha'ozik Batorah Pater Min HaTefillin. Why? Mipnei Sheyesh Lo Hesach Hadas Kesha'ozik Batorah. Because if somebody's learning, they're Pater Min HaTefillin. What do you mean? Just put the Tefillin on and learn also. No. Because when somebody's focused on learning, they're focused on learning. And it would even be considered a Hesach Hadas for the Tefillin. The Yef Shalom Lekayim Shteyim, and you can't be Mekayim both. Even though thinking about Torah is not really Hesach Hadas, because you're not thinking about secular ideas, you're allowed to daven and learn Torah with tefillin on your head. But if you're not focused on tefillin, it's not the ultimate fulfilling of the mitzvah. Sometimes you'll think about other non-Torah items. Because there's a chash that you might think of the rechol, better not to. But one second, if there's a din d'arayz to wear tefillin all day, then what do you mean? Because of this chash, you're learning Torah. Because of this chash that you might think of the rechol, you shouldn't wear it? So again, if it's just about Chad the Rabbanon and the Minog of Klal Yisrael trying to determine what the most the Minog is, the Hishtadlus for the Kedusha of Tefillin, then we understand it. Then we understand it. But if it's the Din Daraisa, so then it would be much more difficult. And this could also be the same idea. He quotes other Rayas, but he quotes, this is the similar idea to what we might say by other mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, the mitzvah of Tshuva, right? Is there a shear for those mitzvahs? No shear. The Rambam's lashon by Amalek. Mitzvahs asay lizkar tamid ma'isav harayim. Lizkar mashaslan Amalek v'lisno oso b'chol eis va'eis. Does that mean every second? No. Nira bar together a mitzvah zu ain bo zman misuyim el mitzvah klalis lo agbalas hazman. And therefore the same thing with tefillin, the same thing with tshuva. That's in generally on a weekday. What about let's get to Shabbos and Yontif? That's what our Gemara is about. Shabbos and Yontif. So our Gemara quotes a machlokas tanoim. Why would you be putter? Why would you be putter on Shabbos and Yontif? It's not a malacha. We wear tzitzis, we wear talis on Shabbos and Yontif. So why would there be a patur of tefillin? So that is based on the pasuk. Pasuk in Shmos calls tefillin an os, and the idea of an os that if tefillin is an os and Shabbos is an os, then you don't need tefillin on Shabbos because that is an that is an oath that we have, a sign that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah says the lashon of tefillin is from the word palila. Palila, to get into a justification and a discussion. The Nigron tefillin says the Torah, milashon palila, shehein os ve'edus lakol, it's edus to all ro'enu, shashchina shara aleinu. They see our tefillin, they'll see, oh, this nation has a connection with God. And that's Palila, they'll judge us. They'll judge us by Palel Pinchas, right? It says in the pasuk. Dichsiv, because they'll see us Varok Kalame Arski Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha Vyarmi Mecca Vidarshinan Elu Tfilin Shevarosh. That's the lashon of the tour. And the Bach says Pirish Tfilin lashon Vikuach. Kamova Yepalel, quotes the pasuk in Tehillim. Shasa plilusim kono. We had a conversation and a justification with our God. And that's what tefillin are. Palia, they'll justify, and everyone will see the existence of the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Bachai quotes in Parshas Lech Lecha, that others quote also. Rabbeinu Bachai says, the pasuk says that we always need two Eidim, Al-Pishnei Eidim Yakum Dover. Pishnei Eidim Yakum Dover. And therefore, that's why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Because we have tefillin, Shabbos, Mila. Those three. So on a weekday, you have tefillin and Mila. On Shabbos, you have Mila and Shabbos, and therefore you don't need tefillin. And it would be a bizayon for the Shabbos to wear tefillin. V'shalash mitzvahs batara hein shenikru os, ve'elu hein. Mila, Shabbos, tefillin. V'shlashtan edus va'os al ha'yichud v'ha'emuna. All three are edus on the yichud and the emunah in Hashem. Ve'ein ra'ui l'kol echan mi'yisrael la'mod zulas hashtayim mehen. Every Jew should always have two. Ki kiyim kol davar al pishnayim edim. V'yalzeh Yitztarech sheyelchu shnei edim imo. You always need two. V'leficha chayav adam lizar b'mitzvas tefillin. V'az yu shnei edav nimsam imo. V'heim mila v'tefillin lo yasuru mimenu. Uv'yom Shabbos shu pater mitfillin. Mila v'shabbos nimseis bo. Right, those two are nimseis on him. There is a discussion in the Achronim, the Chumash Hadeshen, the Radvaz, the Berkei Yosef. What if somebody is an Arel? Somebody can't get mila because of mesu echav machmas mila. So would we say that they should have they should wear tefillin on Shabbos? So the Achronim say no. Achronim say no. Maybe he's still a bar tefillin. He's not wearing tefillin. He's still a bar tefillin. He's just onus. He's just onus. Maybe you could say ones kamanda avid, right? Or maybe the Berkei Yosef says it's a drush, right? The real reason is for halachic reasons, not just for the drush. So that's what the minhag is. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that it's not only a putter from wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, but al pi the Zohar, it is usser. It is usser. Right, we might even be considered tefillin a level of muksa. That's a machlokas. Whether tefillin is klisha malach del iser, whether it's muksa machmas gufo, the Achronim wonder why you shouldn't be muksa machmas chesron kiss. But even the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Lamed Aleph. Simen Lamed Aleph is the simen about tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. B'Shabbos v'Yontif, asur lahaniach tefillin, says the Shulchan Aruch. It's also where tefillin, every shein atzvam os v'menichem klam os acher haya zilzul la'osha lahem. It would be a zilzul for their os. The Magen Avraham quotes that l'shein mitzvah would also be baltosif. Would also be baltosif. What about yantiv sheni? So we assume yantiv sheni also. Yantiv sheni is also a ptur, right? Even though it's oker mitzvah daraisa. Afal pikein, that is the minhag. There are others, the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva here quotes that, Ani, Vayim Prichadash, Ani alakti l'mitzrayim, v'dayti ayalakso l'eretz Yisrael. I was in Mitzrayim, I was going to go back. But Yantav Sheni, Baboker, Bebesi, Betzina, Hinachti Tfilin. On Yantav Sheni, he was a Ben Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz L'aretz. So there, Yantav Sheni, he put Tfilin on Betzina. V'karasi kriyashma, v'yacharkach, shalati l'beis haknesses, ayin sham, v'chulu. Doesn't say that. Must have been there for a while. It doesn't sound like he was just traveling. So maybe he still had that suffix. They quote Peshin that suffers paneach. The rugged shaver used to put tefillin on betzina on yantiv sheni in chutz laretz as ben chutz laretz. Right? How can you say that you be okay the mitzvah? I guess the mitzvah. He does quote the Rav Sterbach writes in the Shuvas van Hagas and Gimel Yudmol that if you're a ben chutz laretz in Eretz Yisrael keeping a second day, that you should also probably put on betzina. Which again, there's different minhagim. One should ask their local posek. But again, the minhag in most places in Chutz La'aretz for a ben Chutz La'aretz is not to, because Yantav Sheni is an extension of Yantif, which is an expansion of Shabbos, which is in Os. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe nighttime tefillin is a separate discussion. We talk about this manat tefillin all day, Shabbos and Yantif. Nighttime, we'll have to get to another point.